Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In The Locked Door, Freda McFadden transports readers into a gripping psychological thriller that masterfully intertwines fear, mystery, and the complexities of human emotions. This novel intricately explores the theme of isolation, both physical and emotional, through the story of a young nurse who finds herself trapped in a series of chilling events. The narrative unfolds in a manner that consistently questions reality, trust, and the shadows of our past that shape our present. With unexpected plot twists and intense character development, McFadden keeps the tension high and the pages turning, making this book a compelling read for anyone who loves a good psychological puzzle. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, psychological depth of characters. Freda McFadden's The Locked Door showcases a profound exploration of its characters' psychological landscapes. The characters are crafted with depth, their personalities layered and motivations complex, drawing readers deeper into the narrative. The protagonist, a nurse with a seemingly ordinary life, finds her reality unraveling as the story progresses, revealing her fears, vulnerabilities, and resilience. Through her eyes, readers encounter the psychological turmoil that uncertainty and fear can breed. This exploration goes beyond surface-level traits and delves into mental states, past traumas, and the coping mechanisms individuals employ in the face of real or perceived dangers. The psychological depth not only enhances the thrill of the plot, but also invites readers to reflect on their understandings of trust, reality, and the impact of past experiences on current behaviors. Secondly, themes of isolation and entrapment, central to the narrative of The Locked Door, is the theme of isolation, both in a physical and psychological sense. McFadden skillfully uses the setting, a locked, unknown space, as a literal representation of entrapment, mirroring the protagonist's entrapment in her circumstances and in her mind. The isolation theme is compounded by the protagonist's gradual disconnect from the outside world and the people she once trusted. This element of the story challenges readers to think about isolation's effects on mental health and the human psyche's fragility when cut off from supportive networks. The plot acts as a metaphor for the walls people build around themselves, either for protection or as a result of past trauma, and the difficulty of breaking these walls down in order to reconnect with the world and themselves. Thirdly, the impact of past traumas. McFadden deftly weaves the past traumas of the characters into the fabric of The Locked Door, unveiling how these past events shape their present actions and decisions. The narrative reveals the scars left by these traumas, from broken relationships to altered perceptions of reality. The protagonist's journey involves confronting these traumas, often in ways that blur the line between reality and hallucinations. The manner in which past pain is portrayed highlights the long-lasting impact of trauma and its power to warp our interactions and perspectives. This focus provides a poignant commentary on the importance of addressing past wounds as a part of healing and moving forward, rather than letting them fester and dictate one's life. Fourthly, the role of unreliable narration. The use of unreliable narration in The Locked Door serves as a powerful literary technique to sustain suspense and mystery. As the reliability of the protagonist's account comes increasingly into question, readers find themselves in a maze of truth and deception. This narrative choice engages readers, making them question every piece of information presented and encouraging active participation in unraveling the truth. The element of unreliable narration adds depth to the psychological thriller, making the experience of reading the book a psychological intrigue in itself. This approach challenges the reader's perception of reality, enhancing the thematic concerns of truth, memory, and perception. Lastly, juxtaposition of reality and delusion. Another intriguing aspect of The Locked Door is its exploration of the thin line between reality and delusion. McFadden expertly plays with the concept of what is real and what is merely a product of the protagonist's fears or deteriorating mental state. This exploration is skillfully done, with subtle hints and clues that make the readers doubt the authenticity of the protagonist's experiences. The tension between reality and delusion adds layers to the narrative, making it not just a simple storytelling, but a complex psychological exploration. This juxtaposition raises questions about the nature of reality, the reliability of our senses, and the power of the mind over body, which are central to understanding human psychology. In conclusion, The Locked Door by Freda McFadden is an exemplary psychological thriller that is a must-read for fans of the genre, as well as those interested in the dynamics of the human psyche. The book's exploration of themes such as trauma, isolation, and the reliability of one's senses makes it particularly beneficial for readers seeking a deeper understanding of the impact of mental and emotional health on daily life. Additionally, its engaging narrative and well-crafted suspense provide an exciting and rewarding reading experience. Overall, McFadden's novel does more than entertain. It invites readers to ponder the complexities of their own realities and the unseen forces shaping them. If you would like to support Freda McFadden, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.